Hey everybody, Jeff Prather back with you on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Welcome to another show. Got a lot of stuff happening, really important stuff. The war for the soul of America is now ongoing. It is psychological, but it is also very outright. So if you haven't heard, there have actually been police shootings of Antifa terrorists. Did you hear about that, John? Yeah, okay. So Antifa has been terrorizing conservatives and police for quite some time, and they're backed by the left. But yesterday, up in Portland, there was a 69-year-old Antifa radical who had previously been arrested for assaulting a police officer, and I was a law enforcement special agent for many years, and he was shot dead on Saturday after he attacked an ICE facility in Tacoma, Washington, throwing firebombs. So, of course, the left is spinning this, and we've had leftist attack Republican baseball games. We've had conservatives attacked over and over. And they're justifying this. And of course, whatever the left says that they're saying Antifa is anti-fascista, although their emblem is really very close to the emblem of the Communist Party. But yesterday, finally, even in Tacoma, Washington, which is a pretty liberal place, I was up there quite a bit when I was at Fort Lewis, Washington, going through advanced camp for my officer, for my ROTC training, and nice place, but very liberal. But finally, the police took action and shot back and killed this guy. And he had set a car on fire. He had a rifle in his hand. And finally, somebody stopped him. And that's what, you know, a lot of us keep saying is, because the Antifa, if you haven't heard, have now, besides going from throwing rocks and the milkshakes, by the way, if you don't know, are actually laden with concrete in the milkshakes. Did you know that? Yeah. So the milkshake, that's part of their violence that they use against everyone. And they're trying to say, oh, it's just a milkshake. We're just going to get them dirty. But actually, inside the Antifa milkshakes are cement. And that's what happened to that he's a conservative homosexual blogger, I think, last week when they beat him up. And of course, that's one of their causes, but he wasn't on their side. So as soon as someone's not on their side and going along with the Communist Party line, because they really are communists, their logo is taken straight from the communist logo, then they attacked him, put him in the hospital. I think he had TBI, traumatic brain injury as well. And we've been putting up for that for a long time. And finally, yesterday, the police actually shot this guy, because at the detention facility, there's not only are there officials in theirs, but there are people who have been incarcerated, illegals coming into the country. One car was fully engulfed in flames, said Officer Loretta Cool, a spokesman for the Tacoma Police Department, and he was trying to ignite a big propane tank so he could blow up the whole facility. Tacoma, I thought I said, so people are texting me, help me out, Kirk, who I've had on the show, is listening. Yeah, I thought I said Tacoma, but I'm also saying Portland is a hotbed of liberal extremism as well. So Deb Bartley, but thanks, Kirk. And, you know, you can always get a hold of me, and I've got even more mail in here and trying to figure out what to do with that stuff as well. James. But Deborah Bartley was a friend of this guy's, and I'm not even going to say his name again, described him as an anarchist and an anti-fascist. And of course, the anti-fascist, you can't have free speech with them at all. And they'll use violence to stop you and shut you up. So they are the fascists. They are the Nazis. But she was saying, oh, he was ready to end it. I think this was suicide. No, it wasn't. So suicide is when you go in and you just kill yourself. Okay, he was trying to kill other people, not just officers, but also men, women, and children who were incarcerated in the facility, who, once they're taken into custody, you have to guarantee their protection. I arrested lots of guys, and once they're in your custody, you're responsible for their health. So he wasn't trying to commit suicide, but this is exactly the kind of psyops that is always going on with the left. And that's why I say propaganda press. It's all propaganda press. And so she was trying, he was just trying to say goodbye, she says, and that he was trying to assault and liberate these concentration camps. And recently also anti-ICE protesters, I think the day before, maybe pulled down the American flag and put up a Mexican flag at an ICE facility. So I'm a veteran. I was in the military. I was in federal law enforcement. I was in intelligence. So when you take down the flag, it means you've taken the ground. It's a military action, like Iwo Jima, like putting up the flag on Iwo Jima. So when the Antifa, the anti-fascists, who are actually the fascists, who are actually the terrorists, are taking down the American flag on a U.S. facility. And last week I was talking about how, and I'm wearing a Lakota Warrior Society shirt, I was talking about Native rights last week and how they have been betrayed. And that is one of our major sins, along with the murder of the unborn, along with slavery, along with genocide of Native peoples. I'm not ignoring American sins at all. I talk about them probably more than any other patriot does, a lot of people, including Dinesh D'Souza, somebody I know, who kind of overlooks all that stuff. I'm not overlooking that, but I'm just saying, when you are attacking a facility, a government facility, with firebombs and rifles, and you're beating people up for free speech because they're not on your same page, and you take down the flag and you put up the Mexican flag of another country, that's war. That's what that is. And that's why I'm saying the war for the soul of America is underway. And of course, those of us who are patriots have said for a long time, because Antifa recently started saying, hey, we got to take up guns. We've ignored guns too long. So this is a shocker. The left is now for guns. Of course, just for them, not for us. But they are trying, and there's some videos up there that are hilarious. People can't tell whether they're jokes or not because their training is so wimpy that we're not sure. But we are sure of one thing. If the left wants to fight it out with us, we're pretty sure about that. That's like when Obama closed the World War II Memorial, and my dad is a World War II veteran, and last year he did his honor flight because of my wonderful brother, got that squared away. But when they closed the World War II Memorial, all the veterans just went up, took the barricades, and took them over to the White House and threw them over the fence, and the old guys were saying, as I've said on other shows, we went to Normandy, so your little barriers here aren't going to really, they're not very impressive, and we're not really very impressed. So, Antifa, welcome to real war. You want to tear down the flag, put up Mexican flags, and take us on. But it's coming to that, not because of us, okay, but because of them. They are continually doing this over and over and over. And this is what's going to happen as they do this. But it's good to see that the police are actually finally shooting back, because we've wondered where that is. But the courts are very, very slanted to the left, because it's big government, and big government is the friend of the left. So we don't want the American eagle, which was the native eagle, becoming the Nazi eagle or even the Roman eagle totem. But I'm coming up on my first break. So I will be right back with you. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point. Back with you in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Another great commercial out there by Mike Emery. very creative commercials. He's been in business for over 25 years. Same guys are there for over 20 years, voted the top shop in Tucson. Over 250 four-star Google reviews. I wish I had that many on my websites. A one-year warranty on all repairs, 12,000 miles, whichever comes first. Especially now when it's so hot, this is a great time to get in and see Mike and talk over State of the Nation and politics. I haven't been in there in a while, but he sends me stuff every once in a while and comes on the air to talk about what's going on. And you guys should too. You can always call in at 520-790-2040. And you can always email me at info@warriorschool.com. And wow, got a phone call already. Just getting into the show. I haven't even gotten into the meat of the show yet. But Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jeff. Nice to talk to you. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir.
One thing I wanted to mention is the mainstream media account of that incident you just told about did not even mention that the guy was an Antifa operative.
Yeah, that's a great point. And that's what I'm saying is that the most of the war is a psychological war, and the vector is Google, is Twitter, is Facebook, and that is all controlled. But that's a great point. Thanks, Rick. Did you have anything else you want to say?
No, I just wanted to, I thought that was really, like you say, a very telling point about just what's going on, because I've been hearing about that incident reported on the mainstream media for the last, 12 hours or whatever, and not a single time did anybody mention that that guy was an Antifa operative. So, in other words, they're covering the tracks for the bad guys.
They are totally covering. Thanks for the call, Rick. And also, this is reaching a very large inflection point in warfare, because if you also saw the White House lawn press briefing on Friday, as it ended, there was a reporter who engaged, I'm looking for that because now I'm going out of order of what I had, He started heckling one of the guys, been on Fox. I think he's British. And he started heckling that guy. And a lady jumped in. She's wearing a patriotic outfit, stars and stripes. She's black. I think her name is Joy Villa. And the white propaganda press, mainstream media guy got into it with her, saying that she wasn't a real journalist. And again, you see Antifa attacked the gay journalist, putting him in the hospital with TBI. And now you see the white mainstream media attacking a female black conservative journalist. And they're going, you're not a journalist. He goes, yeah, I'm a citizen journalist. And really, citizen journalism has replaced the mainstream media, what Rush calls the drive-by media, what I call the propaganda press. Just like newspapers are going the way of the dinosaur, nobody's paying attention to that anymore, is the citizen journalists are really the ones reporting the news. And shows like mine and shows like Sean's, and of course Rush being the grand old daddy of all those shows. But you can see the hypocrisy of the left. As soon as one of their vectors, in this case a black female, or in the other case a Asian gay guy, is not touting the party line, they immediately and mercilessly attack them. And that should be very telling, because this is straight communism. Now, in the past, I said collectivism, socialism, everything else, but it's communism, because I got to serve when I started in SOCOM as a second lieutenant in PSYOPs, and then I got to jump with the Rangers and with the SF, and then I got to go over to SF and go to some schools and got to be the S2, the intelligence officer, and I'm now your intelligence officer. I still do corporate intelligence work; that's my main gig, but I'm your intelligence officer, telling you what the mainstream media is not going to tell you. And so, everybody has figured this out, except the strips on the coast where they just talk to each other and it's an echo chamber. Everybody else has got this, and they're going to destroy themselves. Just watch and help the mainstream media die. But I did want to do a quick aside before I get into other stuff and say Ross Perot passed on this week. So Ross Perot is a candidate, but what you guys probably don't know is in the Special Forces community, Ross Perot is really well known because for the Sante raid, he welcomed the guys home. So if you probably don't know what the Sante raid is, but all anybody associated with the Green Berets knows Sante raid is, you've seen all the Chuck Norris and Sylvester and Rambo movies where they go rescue the POWs. Well, Colonel Bull Simons in Special Forces actually went into North Vietnam to rescue on the Sante prison raid to rescue POWs. It's a legendary raid. They had just moved him. He didn't get them. They killed a lot of the enemy and got out. But that's the basis for all that stuff that came out. And it's a great book called The Raid, and there's even a statue of him, I believe, down now at Bragg at SWCC, Special Warfare Center, where Bronze Bruce used to be. Somebody can tell me if they've moved that where Bronze used to be. I think it's Bull Simons now. Anyway, Ross Perot threw a big party for those guys came back because, you know, Vietnam War wasn't popular and the Vietnam veterans have gotten the short end of the stick. And then afterwards, he had a data company, early computers, and again, Iran took his guys hostage because Iran's always taken our guys hostage, okay? You know, Obama's the only one who likes Iran. But that's what they did under Carter. That's what they did under Obama. That's what they always do. But Ross Perot got retired Green Beret Colonel Bull Simons to go in and rescue his guys. And that story hasn't been told either. The one about the CIA getting them out, getting the embassy guys out has been told, but that one hasn't been. So Ross Perot was quite a hero, ran for a president, would have been a great president and a great supporter of the military and special operations before special operations were cool as they are now. So that's a good little aside that I just wanted to mention to you. But the war is on, and it has been going on forever. It's a cosmic war. It's a spiritual war, war between good and evil. And by good, my simple definition is intentional help. By evil, I mean intentional harm. And if you use my simple definitions and look at everything, then you'll see what is what. And I teach that. I teach that everywhere from my chaplaincy, which is ChristChaplaincy.com, which is about spiritual warfare, which is not what you think it is, to my handgun martial arts class every Wednesday night at WarriorSchool.com, to the dojo, BujinkanUSA.com, if you're interested in any of that. The war is on, and the Dems are getting really, really desperate. And it's pretty fascinating to watch, but they're also going to get more and more dangerous because they are feeling very, very trapped. And when they're trapped, they're going to become more and more dangerous. And that's what's happening right now because Trump is closing the loop around them. But got another caller. I got my first and most loyal sponsor calling in. Glad to hear from you, Mike. You're on the air.
Mr. Prather, thank you very much for a fantastic program, as always. You know I listen religiously. So, got a couple of questions, if you'd be so kind to answer them. First off, you know, with the subject material that you're talking about, where do you see our republic going with this, you know, this inner hate and discontention within the public? I mean, it seems like every week, we've just got so much malice within the populace. I guess this is a twofold question. How is a citizen, in your opinion, how do we keep things cool? How do we stay steadfast at our values, but at the same time fight what I call the takeover of our republic, because that's what's happening. I mean, I look around and I can't even stand the news anymore. I'll listen. Tell me what you think.
Mike, those are great questions as always. And that's why you should go to see Mike, because he is such a caring, concerned patriot. And so all the left can do at this point is try and stir up emotion because they can't stand on their points. So you don't want borders for our country. Is that right, left? Yeah, that's right. Well, why is that? And the rhinos don't want either. The rhinos don't want borders because cheap labor. The Dems want because they want votes. But they don't want to separate kids from parents. But it's okay to murder kids. That's the ultimate separation in the womb. Under today's laws, I was a product of rape. I could still have been aborted, and I turned out pretty good. So if you start to actually have a rational, logical debate like we used to do, Mike, when we were growing up, you know, you take a stand and then you have debate club and you develop your Aristotelian logic and your arguments, and sometimes you take sides you don't even like, but you just do it so that you can learn how to debate somebody. And so the left can't stand on that because, as I said last week, Trump has taken the middle ground, 80% of the issues. Like Trump has said, I want free trade, which is fair, and secure borders. Well, if you're going to be anti-Trump, if you have Trump derangement syndrome, which the left does, because they've been infected by communism, then all you can do is say, okay, well, then we want open borders and unfair trade. But if you actually have a debate with these guys, then it'll fall apart. So all they can say, and when you run into liberals, and I always try and be respectful of liberals, but they can't defend their positions,
Jeff,
intellectually.
I actually call them Americans. They're not, you know, every time I get a customer into my place, they're not just left and right. They're Americans. They have the ability to make decisions based upon their citizenship. And this is what drives me crazy. Every time I get with a, as you're going to call them, liberal or a leftist or a socialist or even a basket communist, what I've decided is I go right to the stem. Did they break the law, yes or no, when they came into my country? Yeah. Okay. Then they have no rights. They have absolutely nothing. As far as I'm concerned, they need to be put in a box with a stamp and shipped right back because they broke the law from the beginning. Now, you brought up immigration. I did not. And I just wanted to make sure that you knew that as we are discussing politics with our left and right American friends, there is something called law. And people have forgotten about what law is. There's something about rules. When you were a kid and your mother said, you will not touch that flame, and you touch the flame, well, guess what? You got bit. You always remembered that. Why is it that somehow the left or the socialist or whatever it is you want to, you know, you want to put that noun on them, why is it that they haven't figured out that there's something called the law?
Because they're not interested in the law anymore. So we just had a congressman bringing illegals across, that black guy, I can't think of his name. He brought five illegals across. You got Ilmar, the female Muslim from Somalia, who married her brother.
Why are we giving them credence? There should be zero discussion. End of story. Nothing else to even talk about. I should not be wasting my beautiful Sunday even discussing this point to a guy like you that knows how this country runs. It's on rules and regulation. And I'm wasting my time trying to make sure that people out there understand that we have got, like you, we have got rights, we have rules, and we have regulation. You stay within that boundary. You want to go a little bit outside the box, no problem. But don't break into my country and complain about the food that you're getting. And, I didn't have air conditioning in my tent. You know what? I'm about done with this setup, man.
I think that's great. And I think that is a very valid point of view. And the thing you can do, this fits in great, because it's a globalist perspective. They're promoting a globalist perspective as opposed to a nationalist perspective. My wife and I were watching Designated Survivor the other night, and they're saying nationalism, those are right-wing racist. No, it's not. Nationalism is putting your country first. That's propaganda on that show, too. Globalist is no borders because they want global communism. How can you support that? You can go to Mike Emery's Perfection Auto Works at 1046 North Beverly Avenue, 323-8650, perfectionautoworks.com, and support local patriotic businesses. Get off the global train. That's one thing you can do. But I appreciate the call, Mike, and we'll be right back after this break because I got a big story for you. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Back with you. Jeff Prather back with you in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. That was Don Collier on Mike's latest commercial. You don't know. I know Don because I've done some Westerns. Don used to do Westerns with John Wayne in town when that was big. So that was kind of cool. He's a great old Tucsonian, just like Lee Marvin was. But I do have a huge breaking story here that I got to get to about Epstein working as an informant for Mueller at the FBI and the CIA. But I will take my call because I got a lot of people listening today. So, Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, Jeff, it's an honor to speak with you, sir. I just wanted to make a quick comment. At this point in history, we have lies, damn lies, and then we have Democrat lies. And people better get behind law enforcement before it's too late. And that's my comment. And you keep up the good work. You are a true American hero.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I always want everybody to call in. You can always email me stuff at info@warriorschool.com. And I do get intel from all my old sources of what's going on. So I appreciate all the support. That's really important because, again, all the social media stuff is censoring us. And that includes YouTube as well. But you're seeing a tidal shift here. When you see gay Asian Americans who are conservative, when you see black female who are conservative supporting Trump, I wouldn't even say conservative. Mike's got a good point. But they're supporting Trump because Trump has recognized the Tea Party movement as legitimate and tapped into that. And they want to preserve our country. That's huge. So the war is somewhat physical, but really it's psychological. And that is the most important point. And so I want to give some perspective, and this is really important, is so, you know, whether it's Kavanaugh, Trump, me, they all do the same thing. I was talking to Maurice as he was leaving the last show. I was saying, yeah, DEA went after me as a cult leader. He was like, what? I'm like, yeah, that was the first thing they went after. This is what they always do. Then they went after me as a sexual predator. That's what they always do. They can't prove any of this stuff. But they have lawyers on staff that just do this forever. So I had a fake investigation, like Trump had a fake investigation, like Kavanaugh had a fake investigation. There was a fake report, like Trump has a fake report. Like I had a fake report. And then they leak all that stuff out, just like they did with them. And then people start believing it. But because the younger generation is not talking to people, but anybody who comes in and goes, hey, like, you're not anything like your cyber profile. I'm like, yeah, that's because it's fake. But Trump, in his genius there, has finally said fake news. He's labeled it. Fake news is now a major term. I saw a thing on Facebook this week where they had like 12 different newscasts and they were showing how they were all saying the same thing. And they started bringing them up and they eventually synced them and they were exactly saying the same thing. When I used to do Prather and Pizza events, I would put up CNN things where I'd show, I'm trying to think of her name, Brenda Starr, where she'd be at four different events as witnesses, and then she'd be an anchor for CNN. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, I got John's attention. He looked up for that. Whoa, yeah. She'd be at different bombings all across the country, and then she'd come back on as an anchor. They're actors. It's truly fake news. There's also the one, you can look all everything I'm telling you, look up where they've got their one guy's got a helmet on, one guy's got a gas mask on, which, think about that for a second, okay? And they're on a blue screen. Or you see the same bus going around. It's fake news, and people aren't buying it. Citizen journalism is taking over. We're taking back our country, and that's why I said, Mike, that our republic is fallen because there's two sets of rules, but the revolution has begun. So while the left was pursuing this phony Russian investigation and then phony Mueller report. And now they're saying this whole Seth Rich, and Seth Rich is probably who took the stick out and gave it, and then they murdered him, and they shot him in the back of the head, and they didn't even take his wallet or his watch to leave a message. Now, of course, the left is saying, oh, well, that's fake Russian news, too. They're blaming the Russians for that, too. But while that's happening, Trump has got his Keith Schiller NYPD head of security. He's got Operation Broken Heart, over 10,000 child sex criminals being wrapped up, because that's not going to sweep under the rug. And that's what you see with the Me Too movement, and that's what you saw with Wiener, and that's what you're seeing now with Epstein, and they're not going to be able to get away with this. And the revolution truly has begun, and the war is going. The New York outage, there's guys saying that the New York outage, 70, the anniversary of the last outage in 77, the number 42, all of that stuff, that ties into the helicopter that the Spec Ops helicopter raid that I talked about at the Guatemalan embassy, because I've said this for a long time, and I said this on another show. He's competing on another channel. Is Obama was pimping kids. 35% of the kids coming up are not DNA related. They're frauds. They were not in the DACA program, which left those children with those monsters in country. Think about that for a second. And so, because at the heart of all this is abortion, is the sacrifice of the left, and it's demonic, and it is satanic, and it is truly evil. GOP just asked FBI, hey, where are our referrals on Planned Parenthood's fetal tissue criminal violations? Think about that for a second. Think about how they're talking about live abortions now. Sean Hoffman called in last week to talk about that. So Trump is pushing the most important issues to the front. And this goes right along with native law. Traditional native warrior law is nothing must ever be done to harm the children. And we got to stop letting these monsters harm our children. So you're hearing about Epstein. Epstein is the key to all of this, because Epstein was working for Mueller. He was an informant. There's court documents that say that delayed or deferred charges against him. He also worked with the CIA, like Ms. Food did. He also may have worked with Mossad, Israeli intelligence. What was he doing? Well, where did he make his money? His money kind of appears. Why? Because he had a deal with Isfud, I think his name, Barak, the former prime minister of Israel. And so Israel, it has great intelligence. Those guys do intelligence really well. They have to. They do war really well because they're surrounded. So what I'm hearing is that Mossad, which is Israeli intelligence, set up Epstein to do honeypots. And the honeypots were all of these sex operations. Now, you know, I'm a fan of Israel, of Judeo-Christian native tradition, but I'm also going to tell the truth. I'm going to let the cards fall where they may. And this is what I'm hearing through my networks. And remember, I was a Defense Intelligence Agency, Global Operations Branch Chief and Intelligence Collector for many years. And before that, I was a Military Intelligence Officer in Special Operations and Special Forces. And I also worked in the DEA's high intensity drug trafficking area, HIDA intelligence center here in Tucson. And I've worked in other intelligence centers in other countries. So I know quite a bit about intelligence. But stay with me here. So, because intelligence services do all kinds of stuff, and, you know, the CIA does all kinds of stuff. And yeah, you got to get sources from dirty people, but there should be limits, and our limits should be informed by our ethics, and our ethics should be informed by our morals, and our morals should come from our Judeo-Christian native values, and that should not cross the line with child crimes. Remember, Huber was investigating Clinton for child crimes. Epstein, and don't believe the pop media where it's saying Clinton only flew on his plane five times. There's the logs show he flew on his plane like 26, 27 times. And Epstein had 21 different phone numbers to Bill Clinton. And there's video out there now of this. So think about it, though. Under Obama and Clinton, Israel was not our ally anymore. So Israel was trying to preserve itself. But now think about it. Is Trump Israel's ally? Yes. Trump's family is Jewish. Trump moved our embassy to Jerusalem. Trump is clearly an ally of Israel. So if Epstein was an agent for Mossad or CIA, and it's court documents to show him he was a confidential informant for the FBI under Mueller. And this is, again, why Mueller's delaying his testimony. Mueller doesn't want to testify. The last time he was out there, Mueller didn't want to talk, because when the GOP gets to ask questions, they're going to ask some really embarrassing questions. Acosta, yeah, I'm getting a text. Acosta said, I heard he was tied into intelligence. Yeah, you're right, Kirk, but here's the details. He's deep into this. He's up to his neck in this. And it was to be used for sources. But the thing is, now we are back allied with Israel. So who is going to Epstein be allied with and testify against? And this is going straight up to the top, because Weiner was Yuma's husband. Yuma was Clinton's HRC's right-hand gal. And this is the beginning of the end for the demonic element of the Democratic Party. They are not going to be able to escape this. And this is very good news. And that's what you're seeing about the island. All this stuff now, you're seeing the island and the temple and the videos, that's all going mainstream. That has not been mainstream. That's been on 8chan, 4chan, QAnon, all that stuff. And now it's coming out there. And it's not going to be able to be suppressed. They are not going to be able to wave this off. The FBI has even said that it's 99% certain that four or five hostile intelligence services intercepted Hillary's server. And I said that a long time ago. The first place it was going was China. Anyway, I've run over, but this is really important because the battle is changing and the Republic has the initiative again. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point. The Perfection Auto Works Studio is right back with you after this break. Jeff Prather, back with you. I'm getting a lot of texts as I'm doing the show, opening some eyes to what's going on. So it's really bad out there. Trump's Operation Broken Heart, which is going after the child crimes guys, is doing great work. But if you start looking this stuff up, some of you, if you are sensitive, you're going to be overwhelmed with what's out there, because it is monstrous. It is demonic. It is satanic. And it's not going to go away. But again, Mueller has ties to Epstein. And before I Mark, I'm going to get to you. I see you there. I didn't get to you last time. I'm going to get you in a second, but I just got to tell you this, okay? Epstein was flying on a State Department airplane, too. Now, remember, the State Department was running the guns in Benghazi, and the CIA went to rescue him. I know Ty Wood's widow. This all fits. The dots all connect. And they're not going to be able to cover this up. The child crimes is too evil. They're not going to be able to cover this up. But anyway, Mark, welcome back. Sorry I missed you the other week. I was finishing that interview with my old buddy Vince, and I wanted to let him finish. It was great, I thought.
It was a great program. That was, it was really good. And anyway, thanks for your program and all your hard work that you do to make it happen. And, well, I know you bring out good news, and that's one of the great things about your show. I'm still very worried about the future of our country. We have a, you know, maybe a moment of optimism, it seems. But when, you know, I'm part of, have been part of the school system for about 10 years, and I just don't see it happening there. And it's, we have to do much more than just, you know, send our kids to school and expect them to, you know, learn what's proper and important. We need to, we conservatives, we need to create our own school systems. If we can't do homeschooling, we need to create our own school systems that are conservative schools that will teach them properly, because they are not coming out of high school and going and coming out of college with the ability to appropriately think.
Yeah, that's really true. You know, that's why people sent. I went to, you know, I went out of St. Joseph's Orphanage, Catholic Orphanage, into Summit Country Day, taught by the Sisters of Notre Dame. Went to St. Xavier's High School. My kids go to private Christian school. There's a lot of homeschooling going on. There's a lot of charter schools going on because the most left organization in America is the school system. It is even worse. But you've also seen Trump bringing Schiller in, I think it's Schiller, to clean that up too. And that's what all the corrupt cases of all the Hollywood stars trying to buy their way in to those things. And you, so you're seeing that beginning. But you're right. It's all got to be done locally, and we got to get involved locally. And it is all local. The fall of our republic began with, I think, with Fast and Furious. Not that we didn't have great sins before that, but Fast and Furious, it began right here in Arizona at the border. It's back to us again. The bookends of freedom of our national identity, with the illegals coming up and the drugs coming up, and the white slavery and sex slavery and child slavery coming up, and we've got to fix that. And by the way, also, Epstein has a ranch, Zorro Ranch, in New Mexico. Let that sink in for a second. And so these children are being enslaved and murdered in sex sometimes. Now, I know the ex SEAL Team 6 guy who was saying in Tucson that there was that sex thing out there, and I know the TPD guys who were investigating it, and there doesn't seem to be any evidence to back that up. And Rothschild, as far as I know, has not been connected with the Rothschilds. So again, I will only tell you guys the truth. I won't make connections that don't exist. But the NXIVM sex cult, along with the Epstein, along with the border and the child sex slavery, those are all connected. And the State Department, those are all clearly connected. And Bohemian Grove and some other things that I'm going to get to. But we do have to make our school safe. I've done a lot of safe schools. When I was on Dave Sitton's show years ago, that's where I started doing stop active shooter training for schools. And I've done a lot of that for a lot of schools, still do that quite a bit, although that's coming mainstream now. But we got to fix our local government, because they're trying to turn Arizona leftist, where Arizona has always been patriotic, Goldwater conservative. So your point is well taken. Did you have something else you want to say?
Well, you know, it's always, I'm always anxiously awaiting for the right things to happen. You know, the whole pipeline to the Caribbean islands for, you know, the Clintonistas, you know, what I call him. BJ better put some ice on that Billy Clintonista going to the islands with what's his name?
Epstein.
You just mentioned Epstein, yeah. And many, many times. And I want to see him not just in prison, but as you know, I say, what my Indian ancestors did for, you know, punishments, stake them out over an anthill for a couple hours. But in this case, do it for 30 days.
I didn't know you were Native.
Well, I don't claim to be. My grandmother was half. And where I came from, we said Indian, and we knew exactly.
Yeah,
what
I say
we were talking
I'm an old guy. I say Indian too.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're gonna say you got to say it like this, Indian, Indian. You got to talk Riz.
Yeah.
That's my pony, you know, protector. That's Powwow Highway. Yeah. That good old movie. And there's lots of good skins. And you know, one of my old time friends is Wes Studi. He's the Salage, the full-blood
right.
Cherokee. He was in Last Mohicans and Avatar, and he's a great guy, great horseman.
Mm-hmm.
Vietnam veteran, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But
anyway, so, yeah, my grandmother was half Indian, and my grandfather was quarter, but I only knew some of my grandmother's relatives. But if you called them Native American, well...
Yeah,
they would proverbially scalp you.
So you know, you can because we're all Native. If we were born here, then we're Native
right.
Americans. But a toxin, you can use the term a toxin is good. Indigenous. A lot of people don't know the word a toxin, but go look it up. It's really hard to spell, but it's originating in a place. And the Naya jaw that they found down in Mexico are now showing the DNA blood. DNA shows that, as the traditional legends say, they were always, we have always been here. Your people have, came after. And if you, and again, I did a whole show last week. You want to see real racism, look at what has been done to indigenous peoples, tribal peoples, here in America. But thanks for the call, Mark. Wrapping up here, but I just want to make sure I get this out. Is this is all, so the Q guys and the Anon guys have been saying this has been all planned, and I got to say, it looks pretty planned. Mueller does not want to answer questions about having Epstein on staff. CIA does not want to answer questions about that. And a lot of prosecutors don't want to take child sex crimes, but they're not going to be able to avoid this anymore. So they may get off for other stuff, but they're not going to get off for this. And the more you speak out fearlessly and boldly and never, never self-censure. That's what they try to do with me, is to get me to shut up. And they tried to do that not too long ago either. And don't ever become silent. Speak out fearlessly and boldly. Have faith in God and have faith in America. And we will prevail. Tyrants always fall. This is just more tyrants. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point. Back with you next week. God bless America.